I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Today's topic is the problem with morality. One of the main things that we think of religion doing for us is to help keep us moral. In fact, there are some people in the faith community who say that atheists are immoral because they don't have a god to tell them what morality is. But that is a problem. Even between different faiths, they don't agree on what morality is or what being moral is. In fact, there's a pretty wide gulf between the various interpretations of what being a moral person actually is. A lot of people think they can be moral simply by following a simple set of rules given to them by their church, even if they don't really understand what those rules mean or why they're doing what they do. And I think a good way to look at it is to think about how we give rules to children. We don't explain to them all the meaning of those rules and all the repercussions and all the things that could happen. We just tell them, don't do that. That's a rule. Because they're often too young to understand. And a lot of the rules that come to us via religion were given to people a long, long time ago. I'd like to think the human race has grown up a little bit. And I think now we need to deal with morality as adults. And morality is really, really hard. I like to say that if morality were easy, everybody'd be doing it. It is hard. I do believe that most people want to live moral lives. But we can't. We can't be perfect. It's impossible. The world's too complicated. Everything that we do has repercussions. Sometimes things we do hurt people, sometimes it's neutral, sometimes it helps people. But we can't always know which is which. Now, I've always struggled to be moral, try to do the right thing. It's important to me. It's a key element of my faith. But it's hard. You can't always know what the right thing to do is. And I'll give you an example, and this is not to self-aggrandize myself, because even to this day, I'm not completely sure I did the right thing. So here's what happened. I had borrowed a friend's car, and I was driving it, and another person slammed into me from behind and then took off. Well, I raced after him to get his license, but then he pulled over, and I got out of my car and I talked to him. He was terrified. He had borrowed the company vehicle, but he was a recovering alcoholic. He had gotten a DUI, so he shouldn't have been driving. He should not have borrowed that car. And I had a tough choice. I had serious damage done to the back of my car. And it was right before Thanksgiving. Now, I have issues with alcoholism. My father was an alcoholic. And that doesn't make me more sympathetic to alcoholics. It actually makes me less sympathetic. But if I called the cops, they would have come and arrested him and taken him away from his family. He probably would have spent Thanksgiving in jail. That would have hurt him, but it also would have hurt his family. What he did was wrong. But I didn't really want that kind of disruption in his life if he could learn from the mistake. So I called my wife, and she showed up, and we both tried to figure out a way to deal with this. Well, the first thing we had him do was call his wife, because he couldn't get away with denials and not having to accept responsibility for what he had done and hide it from his wife. So we brought her in on it. And we worked out a deal where he would pay for damage to the car. And we had to wait till he got his next paycheck. Now, we really couldn't afford to do it ourselves, so at the time, things were very tight for us. We did everything we thought that we could to make sure that we were protected. And we broke it down into 3 payments for him, and in the end, we really did get the payments. So we came out okay. But was that the right thing to do? I understand alcoholics pretty well. They kind of are people who never grew up. Whenever you start drinking, you sort of kind of get locked emotionally into that level of development. And it was up to him at this point. He could realize that this was a gift, that this was a wake-up call, that he needed to stay sober. He was not in any way, shape, or form intoxicated, something I'm very sensitive to. And if he had been, I would have had no sympathy. I would have had him thrown in jail. so he's completely sober. But what if he didn't do the right thing there? What if he saw that as, gee, I can get away with stuff, and he drank and drove and killed somebody? Maybe going to jail would have been the only way he could really learn his lesson. So we can't know. We can try our darndest to do the right and moral thing, but we can't know whether it's actually going to turn out that way. The best we can do is the best that we can do. So how do we know what's moral? Well, we can't do it by just following a simple rule book. We do have to have conscious morality, where we assess each and every situation and try to make the moral choice. Now, that's much harder than having a simple book to follow, but it's what we as adults who want to be moral need to do. It's the harder path. And the Bible does give us a clue, because the Bible really kind of tells us, if you really break it down, that you don't want to hurt others, and you don't want to hurt yourself. But it's always going to be a balancing act. I mean, I can give away all my money as fast as I make it, give it all away to the poor, and live a life of poverty. And in fact, the Bible encourages that. But that's not a very good life for me. That's not the way I want to live. Or I just realize, since morality is so unclear, I don't know if anything I do is actually going to do the right thing, so I'll just keep everything to myself and focus only on myself. But we all know that's not right. The trick is in finding the moral balance. That's the hard part. And there is, and never will be, a perfect answer to that. All we can do is our best. Now, in our faith, we believe in the positive power of sexuality between consenting adults. And we are happy with and encourage a lot of things that some people would find intrinsically immoral. My wife is bisexual. She sleeps with both men and women, and we're married, so she has sex outside of wedlock, as we both do, because we're swingers, and we have an open marriage. So all of that would get us roundly condemned by people who claim the mantle of being moral themselves. But they're simply following, usually, what they've been told was the interpretation from the Bible. But it's usually somebody's interpretation. But I believe that we were given the ability to figure this stuff out, not in any perfect way, but in a reasonably good way. We found swinging to be life-affirming. We've found our relationships that have become sexual with others to be loving, warm, and kind, and good, and a rich part of our existence. We believe that our sexuality is a gift, that sex between consenting adults is a wonderful thing. But the majority of faiths consider sex a gift that needs to be hoarded. We believe it's a wonderful gift that can be shared. Well, that doesn't mean that our belief is for everyone. Some people can't get past their jealousy, and that's fine. We were monogamous for many years. There's nothing wrong with it. It's hard. But what's important in a marriage, whether you're monogamous or non-monogamous, is communication, honest communication. We do believe in fidelity. And by that, we don't mean being exclusive, but being open and honest, and also to respecting your partner's needs. If my wife tells me for any reason that she does not want me to go off and have sex with someone, I won't. And if tomorrow she decides, I just don't want to do this anymore, then I won't. Because we have a special relationship, a special covenant between the two of us. We each see the other person as primary. Our lives are literally devoted to each other. I remember being on one show, being interviewed, and somebody says, well, why even bother be married if you're going to do that? Well, we have a marriage that is really wonderful. After all these years, we take great joy in just being with each other, and we don't like being away from each other for long periods of time. We'll be talking a lot about morality on this show, and a lot about sexual morality, because it's an important issue, and there are a lot of things to consider. And yes, I do believe that people of faith are called to be moral, but it's not necessarily the kind of morality a lot of other people are talking about. I believe that we are called to do good for other people, to bring joy, peace, and pleasure into other people's lives. And a lot of people screaming about morality, Well, that's not actually something they really do.